This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the understanding that correlation is not causality, spending on dietary supplements saw some growth during the pandemic. Caleb Radel of the Mountain West News Bureau in Reno, Nevada, did some looking into that one.
At Now Foods Factory in Northern Nevada, the manufacturer of natural health products is pumping out bottles of dietary supplements, from vitamin A soft gels to zinc tablets. Eric Maupin is the processing supervisor at Now's 130,000-square-foot facility in Sparks. He's standing near a car-sized drying tumbler that's blending powders for vitamin D3 supplements and says it's one of the newer machines.
This unit will produce about 2 million soft gels during this shift.
Those 2 million soft gels will help the company meet increased demand. Since COVID-19 hit, the company says its supplement sales have surged nearly 20%. Jim Emmy is the Illinois-based company's CEO. He says more people are looking for ways to improve their health and well-being.
Even if they hadn't been exposed to COVID, they were trying to do whatever they could to help their immunity system build up.
That's also helped startups like Reno-based OK Capsule. It has a technology platform that pairs with companies' e-commerce stores. That allows brands to sell personalized supplement packets that OK Capsule sorts, packs, and ships. CEO Andrew Brandeis says the company's revenue grew 25% last year compared to 2020. In March, the company announced it had raised $9.5 million from investors.
Right now, we're having a great convergence of technology and wellness that just kind of hasn't happened before.
The fastest-selling supplements have been vitamins C and D and zinc. But the people who benefit from taking supplements mainly have very low or deficient levels, says Jessica Blauenstein, a registered dietitian in Reno. She says strengthening your immune system starts with what you put on your plate.
Food first is a great philosophy to discuss, mainly because we get a lot more from foods than we can a supplement.
Still, U.S. consumers are spending more on supplements than ever before. Blauenstein says most adults take them without a doctor's recommendation. Then came the pandemic, which led to supplement brands making false COVID-related claims. The Food and Drug Administration has sent dozens of warning letters to companies throughout the pandemic. Laura Crosswell is an associate professor of health communication at the University of Nevada, Reno. Her research focuses on persuasive messages related to health marketing.
There was opportunity for that industry to capitalize on people's fear. We live in a capitalist society and businesses are out to make money.
To be clear, OK Capsule and Now Foods are not among the companies that received letters from the FDA. And Crosswell says companies typically don't try to deceive their customers in the age of social media and internet watchdogs, but they do use social media to promote their products.
I think influencers are huge. Today, more and more often, consumers trust influencers more than companies themselves and the ads they send out.
And those influencers are helping to drive sales. The supplement business is now nearly a $36 billion a year industry. In Reno, I'm Caleb Bradle for Marketplace.